This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Biden acknowledges Americans are feeling the effects of a rough 2 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From the virus pandemic to economic volatility and high gas prices, the president says everything Americans count on has been upset. During a 30-minute Oval Office interview, he told the AP he's optimistic. Despite warnings from some economists, the U.S. could be headed for a recession. He says that's not inevitable. He's dismissing Republican claims that last year's COVID aid plan was fully to blame for four-decade high inflation, calling the argument bizarre. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, and President Klaus Iohannis of Romania visited Kyiv on Thursday in a show of support for Ukraine amid its battle to fend off Russia's invasion. The European Commission is considering whether to recommend Ukraine be granted candidate status for European Union membership. After the talks between the four, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the four signaled Ukraine would be offered candidate status in the economic bloc. The focus of the fighting continues to be in the eastern city of Severodonetsk, where Ukrainian forces say their troops are still holding out. Ukraine is also claiming some progress in taking back territory in the south. Zelensky said, winning the war depends on the West continuing to arm Ukraine. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.
Human Rights Watch says Russia is causing casual...
Another rights organization is speaking out against Russian tactics in the Ukraine. We get more on that story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Human Rights Watch says Russia is causing casualties and suffering among civilians in its war against Ukraine by using anti-personnel landmines that have been banned internationally. Human Rights Watch published a report Thursday documenting seven types of anti-personnel mines believed to have been used by Russian forces in Ukraine since the invasion began February 24th. The 19-page report says Ukraine appears to be respecting its obligations as a signatory of the international treaty prohibiting anti-personnel mines. Kyiv ratified that treaty in 2005. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police in the U.S. southern state of Alabama say a lone suspect entered a church Thursday and began shooting, killing one person, wounding two others before he was taken into custody. The shooting erupted inside the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Birmingham, or just outside Birmingham, in the suburb of Vestavia Hills. The police in Vestavia Hills have declined to release the identities of the victims and suspect. The chairman of the House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection says the panel has asked Virginia Thomas for an interview. Thomas is suggesting she will comply. A conservative activist and the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas communicated with people in President Donald Trump's circle ahead of the attack and on the day of the insurrection. President Biden has signed legislation meant to make shipping goods across oceans cheaper and help lower retail costs. We get more on that story from the AP's Norman Hall.
At a White House signing ceremony, President Joe Biden blamed inflation on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, high fuel costs, pandemic supply chain issues, and gouging by shipping firms. Biden says nine large foreign-owned firms made $190 billion in profits in 2021, seven times higher than the year before.
The cost got passed on, as you might guess, directly to the consumers. Sticking it to American families and businesses because they could.
The Ocean Shipping Reform Act sailed through the House and Senate. Backers say the measure should prompt shippers to quickly lower cost, or lawmakers could take further steps, including examining antitrust exemptions. Norman Hall, Washington.
And as always, more details for more news on VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.